Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about UFOs shot down. That's correct, UFOs shot down. Now, it's been reported in just the last couple days that there have been actually two separate UFOs shot down. One in northern Alaska, right next to the Arctic Ocean, and one in the Yukon, looks like maybe 100 to 200 miles west of there. Now, when this was first reported, it was a little unclear that there were actually two different UFOs shot down. Both governments began making statements, the U.S. government and the Canadian government, and there was quite a bit of confusion to begin with as to what exactly happened. The narrative really seemed to be unclear. But and we're going to go through this in articles and kind of take you through it in real time, but just before we begin, before we begin going over the articles, just understand that as we have it right now, that there has been a UFO reportedly shot down over Alaska, and one, a separate incident shot down over the Yukon. Both were shot down by F-22 Raptors. In Alaska, it was shot down with the assistance of the Alaska Air National Guard. And in Canada, it was shot down with the assistance of the Canadian Air Force there. Now, both of these items have been described pretty much to be exactly the same thing, as an object the size of a small car, it's in a cylinder shape. So we have a cylindrical shaped object the size of a small car hovering at about 40,000 feet. So at 40,000 feet, this would put this right on the same altitude as a typical commercial jet airliner. So that was the reason they give for shooting both these objects down. The objects have both been tracked for approximately a day before they were shot down. Some question as to why they waited on these things, and we still have no definitive answer to what exactly these things are. We know that they're not weather balloons, they're not spy balloons. Spy balloon has a, you know, a size perimeter of around 200 feet, measuring from the top of the balloon to the payload that's suspended below it. These are definitely no type of a spy balloon or weather balloon. These are car-sized cylindrical objects hovering at 40,000 feet. Two cases, one in Alaska, one in Yukon, both shot down by our F-22 Raptors Air Force fighter jet. Now let's take a look at this first article right here. Now this first article comes to us from USA Today. The title says, "How the Pentagon Shot Down an Unidentified Object Over Alaska, Echoing Chinese Balloon." And this came to us February 11th. 11:13 a.m. It begins by saying a U.S. F-22 fighter jet shot down an unidentified car-sized object with a Sidewinder missile over northern Alaska waters Friday, 6 days after a Chinese spy balloon was taken out by American planes near the Atlantic coast, White House spokesman John Kirby said. Of course, you can see the press conference with Kirby there. Online, U.S. officials did not describe the object and were unable to say if it was a balloon, but did disclose that it was unmanned. It's not known who owned the object or its purpose. Now, let's be honest. This thing was the size of a small car, and it was shaped like a cylinder. It's not a balloon. Crews are working in below zero temperatures and snow to recover the object. The Federal Aviation Administration has restricted air travel in the area. Well, this thing was hit by a Sidewinder missile. I'm not sure how much is going to be left to recover. The object was discovered by radar about 9 p.m. Thursday and was tracked by AWACS surveillance plane. Kirby said the object was shot down because it was traveling at 20 to 40 miles per hour at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. Commercial air traffic usually operates at an altitude of 33,000 and 42,000 feet. Kirby also said that the object flew over sensitive military sites. Officials said the object was about the size of a small car, much smaller than the Chinese balloon that was shot down February 4th. Its 40,000-foot altitude was much lower than the 65,000-foot altitude of the spy balloon. The Chinese balloon, first described as being about the size of three buses, was later characterized as up to 200 foot tall, larger than the Statue of Liberty. Well, these things, you have this huge balloon, okay, which is maybe, what, 150, 200 foot in height. And then below that, you have this long cable, and from suspended from that cable is a platform that they could put anything they want to on, a solar panels, a propulsion system, spyware, weather recording instruments, whatever. It's an enormous object. The object that was shot down was the size of a small car and shaped like a cylinder. These two things don't look anything alike. It goes on and says, one of the F-22 Raptors from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage shot down the object with an AIM-9X Sidewinder missile about 1:45 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the same type of warplane and weapon that was used to take down the Chinese surveillance balloon in the Atlantic Ocean on November 4th. Now, of course, this Lockheed Martin F-22 Raptor, it's got a wingspan of 44.5 feet, 62 length, and it's about almost 17 foot tall. And you have this Sidewinder missile, it's got a length of 9 feet, it's almost the size of the thing they shot down. It goes on here and just kind of finishes up with that. Now next, I want to take a look at another article. Now this story just keeps getting stranger and stranger. The next article comes to us from Reuters.com. Title says, U.S. shoots down unidentified cylindrical object over Canada. It's written by Phil Stewart, Idris Ali, and Steve Scherer. And you can tell it's a big story because it seems like everybody in the newsroom wants to get in on it. Dateline, Washington/Ottawa, February 11th. A U.S. F-22 Raptor shot down an unidentified cylindrical object over Canada on Saturday, the second such instance in as many days as North America appeared on an edge following a week-long Chinese spy balloon saga that drew the global spotlight. First off, they're making a false assumption. They're assuming that the spy balloon or whatever it was that was shot down over North Carolina last week, clearly a balloon. They're assuming that that was the same thing as what just happened for this object that was tracked going into Alaska. They let this thing get all the way across Alaska before they shot it down 100 miles over the Yukon. It almost seems like they wanted to get it out of the U.S. airspace so that they could just really bury anything they found on it. So we always see with these UFO cases, the first thing the government does is they foggy up the chain of custody. So right now this thing is in the snowbank somewhere there in the Yukon. And that's going to make it way harder for anybody, any independent investigators from the United States to get in there and have a look at this thing. It's going to make it impossible, pretty much. Separately, the U.S. military scrambled fighter jets in Montana to investigate a radar anomaly that triggered a brief federal closure of airspace. Those aircraft did not identify any object to correlate the radar hits, the North American Air Defense Command said in a statement. That's NORAD. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau first announced Saturday's shootdown over the northern Yukon Territory, saying Canadian forces would recover and analyze the wreckage. That makes me feel much better. Canadian Defense Minister Anita Anand declined to speculate about the origin of the object, which she said was cylindrical in shape. Now, I watched that little minute and a half news conference with her, and she doesn't describe this thing as a weather balloon at all. She said, size of a small car, shaped like a cylinder. She stopped short of calling it a balloon, but said it was smaller than the Chinese balloon shot down off of North Carolina's coast a week ago, though similar in appearance. That's absolutely a lie. We know that a balloon looks like a giant balloon. This thing did not look like a balloon. It was described by the pilots as the size of a small car, shaped like a cylinder. No visible propulsion system. Now we know that a balloon, like the Chinese balloon that was shot down, or whoever owned that balloon, it had a propulsion system, propellers on it, and it was solar powered. We know, kind of like a little drone. This was not like that at all. This thing there was no explanation how this thing stayed airborne. Okay, you couldn't have put enough helium in this thing to keep that thing airborne at the altitude that it was at. It says, aloft at 40,000 feet, it posed a risk to civilian air traffic and was shot down at 3:41 Eastern Time. There is no reason to believe that the impact of the object in Canadian territory is of any public concern, Anand told a news conference. Boy, that's the height of arrogance right there. There is no reason to believe that the impact of the object in Canada territory is of any public concern. It's a UFO that was shot down. It's a concern to everybody. And that includes the public. this story is just getting crazier and crazier. Now, I want to take a going at, okay, here we go. The Pentagon said NORAD detected the object over Alaska late on Friday. U.S. fighter jets from Joint Base Elmendorf, Richardson, Alaska, monitored the object as it crossed over into Canadian airspace where Canadian CF-18 and CP-140 aircraft joined the formation. Now, that is really weird. They've been tracking this thing since Friday, and they let it go all the way across Alaska again, and then they didn't do anything until it got into Canada. But we have a U.S. Air Force F-22. That's our, you know, state-of-the-art fighter planes. They're the one that shot it down. Quote, a U.S. F-22 shot down the object in Canadian territory using an AIM-9X missile following close coordination between U.S. and Canadian authorities, Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Patrick Ryder said in a statement. U.S. President Joe Biden authorized the military to work with Canada to take down the high-altitude craft after a call between Biden and Trudeau, the Pentagon said. The White House said Biden and Trudeau agreed to continue close coordination to defend our airspace. Well, why not defend your airspace when the thing first comes in there the day before in Alaska? The leaders discussed the importance of recovering the object in order to determine more details on its purpose or origin, it said. Yeah, really. A day earlier, Biden ordered another shootdown of an unidentified flying object near Dead Horse, Alaska. On Saturday, the U.S. military remained tight-lipped about what, if anything, it had learned as recovery efforts were underway on the Alaska sea ice. Wow, this is weird. So now we have two completely separate UFO shootdowns. One on the Alaskan sea ice that we talked about, and then one here in over the Yukon in Canada. Two separate UFO shot down. On Friday, the Pentagon offered only a few details, such as the object was the size of a small car, was flying at about 40,000 feet, could not maneuver, and appeared to be unmanned. Now, that would have been the one that was shot down Friday. U.S. officials have been trying to learn about the object since it was first spotted on Thursday. Oh, my gosh. So we've got these things are spotted on Thursday and Friday, and they don't shoot them down until a day or two later. We have no further details at this time about the subject, about the object, including its capabilities, purpose, or origin, Northern Command said on Saturday. It mentioned difficult Arctic weather conditions, including wind chill, snow, and limited daylight that can hinder search and recovery. Personnel will adjust recovery operations to maintain safety, it said. On February 4th, a U.S. fighter jet brought down what the U.S. government has called a surveillance balloon off the coast of South Carolina following its week-long journey across the United States. It's a completely separate thing. Again, they're mixing the two things together. China has said it was a civilian research vessel. Some lawmakers criticized Biden for not shooting down the Chinese balloon sooner. The U.S. military had recommended waiting until it was over the ocean for fear of injuries from falling debris. Oh, absolutely. This thing came across in Alaska. They let it go across the entire United States. You know, we got the great inland desert there up in, you know, in the American West, and there was no place to shoot it down at. They had to wait till it went completely across the continental United States before they could do anything. U.S. personnel have been scouring the ocean to recover debris and the undercarriage of electronic gadgetry since the shootdown of the 200-foot-tall Chinese altitude surveillance balloon. Look, that's only like 46 foot of water there. You could basically send a snorkeler down. This is crazy. The Pentagon has said a significant amount of the balloon had already been recovered or located, suggesting American officials may soon have more information about any Chinese espionage capabilities aboard. And then it talks a little bit more about that. So this is what we know. We have had a UFO shot down over Alaska. It's landed on the sea ice. And we've also had a UFO shot down over the Yukon about 100 miles across the border from Alaska. The first object was shot down pretty much quickly as it came into the Alaskan airspace. The second object they let travel completely across the state of Alaska into Canadian airspace before they did anything. Now, both these objects have been described as the size of a car. The one in Canada, they're telling us that one was a cylindrical-shaped object. Neither of these objects show a propulsion system. Neither of these objects look anything like a weather balloon or a spy balloon. Now let's go on to another article here and see if we can get a little more clarity on this thing. Now I want to continue on with this ABC News article. This comes from abcchicago.com. So just going over what we know, we have two separate reports. The first report saying this thing was first discovered on Thursday, shot down Friday over northern Alaska. It's over here. It's clear up in the northeast corner of the state, right along the coast of the Arctic Ocean there. And they're saying that it was shot down over land and possibly over sea ice on Friday. The second report says it was shot, and that's from the U.S. officials. Now, the Canadian officials are coming out and saying that in cooperation with the United States, a U.S. F-22 Raptor shot this thing down over the Yukon in Canada. That'd be a couple hundred miles west of where the U.S. officials say it was shot down at. They're both giving the same description of the object, basically a cylindrical-shaped object the size of a small car. But they're saying that it was first noticed on Friday, shot down on Saturday. So either we have two objects, or we have one object, and the cover-up is already in place. And we see this happen over and over again when you have these major national things happen, these incidents, where there seems to be these confusing narratives being put out by the press, and also by government officials in the first hours and days after the incident. And I believe we're seeing the same kind of thing here. I don't think this thing was a weather balloon or a drone for 1 minute. It goes on here. The article says, what we know about the unidentified object shot down over Alaska. This is by Haley Brisky, CNN, CNN Wire. So apparently ABC News is not even doing their own copy anymore. Washington, Dateline, an unidentified object was shot down 10 miles off the frozen coast of Alaska on Friday afternoon, U.S. officials announced. But details about the object are scarce. Now, that's not the Yukon. That's off the coast of Alaska. U.S. military pilots sent up to examine the object gave conflicting accounts of what they saw, which is part of the reason why the Pentagon has been cautious in describing what the object actually is, according to a source briefed on the intelligence. The incident marked the second time that U.S. jets had taken down an object in less than a week, following the shooting down of the subjected Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina last Saturday. The spy balloon has nothing to do with what was shot down, that I can tell. It shot a balloon down. As we said, 200-foot tall balloon, including the suspended spy hardware dangling beneath it. This thing is the size of a small car, not 200 foot in length, size of a small car, no visible propulsion system. The object, which officials have not characterized as a balloon, was shot down at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Time, according to Pentagon spokesman Brigadier Patrick Ryder, who said the recovery teams are now collecting the debris that is sitting on top of ice in U.S. territorial waters. Once again, not the Yukon. The object came inside our territorial waters, and those waters right now are frozen, but inside the territorial airspace and over territorial waters, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications John Kirby told reporters on Friday. Fighter aircraft assigned to U.S. Northern Command, took down the object within last hour. It's not over Canada, not over the Yukon, so unless there was a second object shot down, what are they doing bringing out Canadian officials having press conferences about this, say, giving us a parallel set of facts? Here's what we know so far, it says. Many questions remain. F-35 jets were sent up to investigate after the object was first detected on Thursday, according to U.S. official. Kirby told reporters that the first flyby of U.S. fighter aircraft happened Thursday night, and the second happened Friday morning. Both brought back limited information about the object, but the pilots later gave differing reports of what they observed. The sources briefed on the intelligence said this thing could have been a shapeshifter, or maybe these guys were just afraid to say what they saw. Some pilots said the object interfered with their sensors on the planes, but not all pilots reported experiencing that. Some pilots also claimed to have seen no identifiable propulsion on the object and could not explain how it was staying in the air, despite the object cruising at an altitude of 40,000 feet. The conflicting eyewitness accounts are partly why the Pentagon has been unable to fully explain what the object is, the source briefed on the matter said. Reach for comment Saturday, on the pilot's reports, a U.S. Northern Command official told CNN that the Pentagon has nothing to add at this moment. Kirby said Friday that Biden was first briefed on the object Thursday evening. As soon as the Pentagon had enough information, it did not appear to be self-maneuvering, Kirby said. Well, I don't know. It maneuvered its way all the way across Alaska along the northern rim. It's unclear what the object looks like. They told you it looked like a cylinder the size of a small car, or where it came from. On Friday, Ryder said it was traveling northeast across Alaska. He declined to provide a physical characteristic, only saying that it was about the size of a small car, not similar in size or shape, yeah, no kidding, to the Chinese surveillance balloon that was downed off the coast of South Carolina on February 4th. No comparison. We're calling this an object because that's the best description we have right now, Kirby said. We don't know who owns it, whether it's state-owned or corporate-owned or privately owned. We just don't know. How about ET-owned? There was not a significant concern about damage to people or property if the object was shot down, which was the primary reason the Chinese surveillance balloon was allowed to traverse the continental U.S. last week. Yeah, there's no empty space to shoot that balloon down, is there? Ryder also emphasized that officials do not know the origin of the object, which did not appear to be manned, and that it was shot down because it posed a reasonable threat to civilian air traffic as it was flying at 40,000 feet. Ultimately, the object was downed near the Canadian border and northeastern Alaska by an F-22 jet out of Joint Base Elmendorf, Richardson, Alaska, equipped with an AIM-9X. Now, that's what they were telling us from the Alaska side. The same aircraft and missile used to take down the surveillance balloon. A U.S. official said the military waited to shoot the object down during the daylight hours to make it easier for pilots to spot it. Oh, boy. Ryder said the mission was supported with aerial assets from the Alaska Air National Guard. No mention here of the Canadians. The Alaska National Guard units under U.S. Northern Command, along with HC-130 Hercules, HH-60 Pave Hawk, and CH-47 Chinooks, are all participating in an effort to recover the object. And then it goes on and says, no apparent connection with Chinese balloon. And it goes on and talks about that for a bit. So still, we have parallel narratives on this. Now, I just want to quickly finish up here with this article from the New York Times because I think it kind of adds a little clarity, maybe. We've been talking about the possibility of two separate UFO shootdowns. The narratives almost seem like parallel narratives. They're so identical, it was hard to tell if we're talking about the same UFO reportedly shot down over Canada and then over the United States, because the one in the U.S. they claimed was sighted Thursday, shot down Friday. One in Canada sighted Friday, shot down Saturday. But the description of how the object was sighted and shot down was identical in both cases. So there was a lot of confusion. Both the U.S. and Canada had officials having separate press conferences without acknowledging what happened in the other shootdown incident. So finally, after digging through all this stuff, we go here to this New York Times article. It says, U.S. shoots down flying object over Canada. Headline, very misleading. We have two separate shootdowns. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he and President Biden had ordered the object violating Canadian airspace to be taken down a day after another object was shot down out of the sky near Alaska. So there we have it. Not in the headline where it belongs at, but in the subtitle. Two shootdowns, one in Canada, one in Alaska. I think this confusion is completely intentional. Now, this article says this is by Helene Cooper. It says, Dateline Washington, an American fighter jet acting on orders of President Biden and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada shot down another unidentified flying object on Saturday, Canadian and American officials said in the latest installment of the drama playing out in the skies of North America. I ordered the takedown of an unidentified object that violated Canadian airspace, Mr. Trudeau said in a statement posted on Twitter. He said an American F-22 with North American Aerospace Defense Command, which is operated jointly by the United States and Canada, downed the object over the Yukon Territory. That would have been east of where the Americans shot the first UFO down. That's what the object that Mr. Biden ordered shot down near Alaska on Friday. Officials said they had yet to determine just what had been blasted out of the sky over the Yukon, which borders Alaska. Boy, that sounds intelligent, doesn't it? Just blow it up before you know what it is. Mr. Trudeau said he had spoken with Mr. Biden on Saturday afternoon. Canadian forces will now recover and analyze the wreckage of the object, he said in the Twitter post. You know, these guys could have just started an intergalactic war. The White House said in a statement Saturday that Mr. Biden and Mr. Trudeau had discussed the importance of recovering the object in order to determine more details on its purpose or origin. Late Saturday, the Federal Aviation Administration briefly closed an area near Harbor, Montana to air traffic. The agency had used similar technology a week earlier, just before the United States shot down a Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina. A joint statement from NORAD and U.S. Northern Command later said that NORAD had detected a radar anomaly and sent fighter aircraft to investigate, but they did not find anything that correlated with the radar hits. Officials have acknowledged that a heightened awareness could lead to false positives. Really, how does a heightened awareness lead to the false positive of a mechanical device? The object taken down over the Yukon was picked up on radar as it passed over Alaska late Friday, Pentagon officials said early on Saturday. NORAD sent American fighter jets, which were soon joined by Canadian fighters, to track it. Monitoring continued today as the object crossed into Canadian airspace, said Brigadier General Patrick S. Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary. The F-22 shot down the object over Canadian territory using the same Sidewinder air-to-air missile that was used to take down two previous flying objects, General Ryder said, including the Chinese spy balloon and those Sidewinder missiles. I think those things cost it's in the tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Defense Secretary Lloyd J. Austin spoke by phone Saturday with his Canadian counterpart, Anita Anand. General Ryder said, speaking at a news conference that evening, Ms. Anand described the object as cylindrical and said it was similar to that. It was smaller than a spy balloon, yeah, right, taken down over the Atlantic the previous weekend. It is believed to be rare for the United States to shoot down unidentified flying objects, but tensions in the U.S. have been high enough ever since the discovery of the Chinese spy balloon in American skies about 2 weeks ago, prompting Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken to cancel a planned trip to China. The Chinese government acknowledged that the dirigible was one of their own, though it said it was for weather research. Look, this thing has nothing to do with the Chinese weather balloon, as far as I can see. It goes on, it says, talks a little bit about the balloon flights. The fact is now, clearly, we have two UFO shootdowns, one over northern Alaska and one over the Yukon. This is a developing story. We're going to have to really keep an eye on it. A lot of confusion involved. Of course, there always is in these things. It seems to be parallel narratives running with these big time incidents like this. Who knows what the story will be like tomorrow, but for right now, we have the facts that we have a UFO shot down over northern Alaska and a UFO shot down with the help of the Canadians over the Yukon. Until next time, this is UFO Warning. Over now.